Hi, this is Dave Kale, and today we're talking about this question. Can your organization have a greater impact for the kingdom? Well, we've all heard people say, what's next? You know, that's a question every Christian business person asks pretty regularly over the life of the business. Your organization maybe has just completed some major effort, and you've taken a deep breath, relaxed a bit, and started to ruminate about the next challenge. Maybe your business is now considerably profitable. Maybe you've just completed the onboarding of a key employee. Maybe you put the latest product or service or system into operation. You know, some major accomplishment. You know what I'm talking about. Now, the latest challenge has been met, the plateau attained, and now you're sticking your head out of the trees, looking at the forest, and attempting to see the direction in which to travel. Let me suggest you add an item to the menu of possible new challenges. Let me suggest you add this, quote, create a greater impact for the kingdom. So, on your list of possibilities, as you contemplate what will be the next big investment of your time and money and expertise, you may consider, you know, a new branch, a new product, a new investment in IT, a larger facility, etc. I want to add to that list of possibilities, things that you could invest your next big investment of time and money into. I want you to add this, create a greater impact for the kingdom. So you got on your list of things you could do, you got a new one. Now let's just talk about this a little bit. First of all, can a business have an impact for the kingdom? You know, it may surprise you that a business can and should have an impact for the kingdom of God, and that impact is one of its fundamental purposes. When I did the research for the Good Book on Business, I discovered that biblical businesses were created by God in the very first words to Adam, and that they formed the primary social and economic units for the entire biblical narrative from creation through the end of the New Testament. Now, our modern Christian religious culture has never recognized that, and instead has relegated biblical businesses to a second-class status, holding that business can make money and give it to the religious establishment, and maybe even act as a covering for a stealth missionary effort. But beyond that, you know, beyond that, the religious establishment really doesn't understand biblical businesses. Now, that idea that the business's only purpose is to make money to give it to the establishment, that idea has no traction in the Bible. Work, and by extension, business, was created by God in the first moments of creation. Before Eve, before family, before prophets, before scripture, before churches, God created business and established it as his primary venue to accomplish many of his purposes. Now, these purposes, I mean, there's a whole list of purposes that God has deemed appropriate for a biblical business. Here's the first. A business is God's first choice as a venue to interact with mankind and create a relationship with them. You may recall that God gave Adam his first job to name the animals in the garden and then worked with him to accomplish that. That simple act set the precedent for how God works with mankind throughout the biblical times and into our times. Your business can join him in that process. Number two, a biblical business provides economic security for its owners and its employees. Now, this is the one that we're all familiar with. But what would happen? What would happen if you changed your mindset and saw that economic gain as a God-given mission for your business? Equipped with that perspective, you could have a renewed thought, time, and money. You could invest renewed thought, time, and money to the task of multiplying the economic impact of your business. What creative ideas could you come up with? Number three, a business builds the faith of the owners and its key people. It is no coincidence that Abraham, The legendary example of faith was also one of, if not the largest business owner in the Bible. Now, the ups and downs and constant challenges and decisions that come with growing a business forced Abraham to rely on God. He grew his faith in sync with his business. Next, a business is God's first choice as a venue for the manifestation of spiritual gifts. The first two examples of the appearance of spiritual gifts in the Bible occurred in business environments. When Joseph was given the spiritual gift to interpret dreams, that event initiated a sequence of events which led him to being the CEO of Pharaoh's vast business. Maybe at that point, the largest business in the world. And Joseph, because he manifested spiritual gifts, became the CEO of that business. Bezalel, who's given the gift to work with, quote, all kinds of crafts, was a craftsman who likely honed his gift in a sole proprietorship. Next, a business can be a conduit for God's blessing of salvation. You'll recall that Lydia, a businesswoman, was converted to Christianity and brought her whole business with her. The same phenomena, this is a phenomena we see over and over again. The head of a business converting to Christ and the entire household, now that's all the family, the slaves, the servants, and the employees, following the head of the household. That event, that phenomena, occurs several times in the book of Acts. Well, this is just a short list of the ways in which a Christian business is designed to have an impact for the kingdom. If you read the good book on business for a longer list, the point is this: your business is meant for far more than just money. It was conceived at the moment of creation to be a powerful mechanism to share God's blessing and develop His purposes. The question should not be, can a business have a kingdom impact? That's not the question. Rather, the question should be, what can I do to unleash the kingdom impact my business is designed to have? So back to where we started, you know, if you're thinking about initiatives to invest your time and money and energy into, create a greater impact for the kingdom should be high up on the list. If you were to list that as the next big initiative, you're going to put all your resources behind that thing, what would happen? What would be your next steps? Well, here's some suggestions. You know, you could, number one, you could begin with more intense prayer and build it into your business. Work at communicating with the Holy Spirit. You're going to need all the help you can get, as this is uncharted waters for many of you. So you begin by starting to seek a closer walk with Him and His involvement in your business. Number two, find out what it means for a business to have a kingdom impact. You're probably not going to get this in a sermon or any teaching of the institutional church. So you'll need an outside source of information. There have been a number of books written on the subject. A good starting point is The Good Book on Business. Number three, gather a support system. Find some like-minded Christian business people to support you in this effort. Now, you may already have some executives with whom you can share your vision, if that's great. If not, seek out a group of Christian business people who understand your problems and challenges. And in almost every location, there are organizations of Christian business people. There are national organizations. I have my own, I have a Christian business impact groups, which are groups of Christian business people who meet together via video from around the country once a month. So there are local groups as well. Just seek a support system, like-minded Christian business people, and you'll find them. Number four, you've kind of put yourself in a position where you can make some impact now. Just dig in and get started. You'll probably make hundreds of changes in the policies, the procedures, the relationships, and the culture of your business. Understand that it is not an event, but a lifelong process. You may never have a better opportunity to start than now. This is the destiny for which your business was given to you. Don't let the opportunity to fulfill your business purposes pass you by. Okay? That's it. Bye-bye. Hi, this is Dave Kale. I just want to take a second and encourage you to expand your thinking and invest less than lunch in The Good Book on Business. That's my 13th book, and it's the one that I am the most excited about. I did a lot of research, and I discovered things about what the Bible has to say about business that you are never going to read and never going to hear anyplace else. I've been a Christian for over 50 years, and I have never, ever heard some of the truths that I discovered in the Bible about business. If you are committed to your business and your career, and if you think that there is even the slightest possibility that God has something in mind for that business and that career, then you need to read The Good Book on Business. Your views about business and your career will never be the same. The Good Book on Business. Just go to www.thegoodbookonbusiness. It's less than lunch. Come on. Okay? Bye-bye.